Welcome back to the Business Day. I'm George Gamble with Mike Jacobson at the Market Update Desk. And this week, Money Radio's international focus is taking a look at Israel. What does the assassination of Israeli Prime Minister Yitzhak Rabin mean to not only the Mideast peace process, but stability in the region and Israeli unity? And, of course, the recent growing attractiveness of Israel to international investors. Imran Anwar is president of Imran Anwar Incorporated in New York. He's an expert on the Middle East and an international consultant for companies planning to do business in that region, and he's with us now live on the Money Radio Business Line. Imran, welcome back to Money Radio.
Good morning, George.
Let me ask you about something that occurs to me. There's a lot of tension internally in Israel now, factional tension that I think the rest of the world really wasn't aware of until this unfortunate incident. And I'm wondering if the current tensions in Israel are causing some U.S. companies that may have been planning to do some business there or set up some new businesses, are they a bit hesitant now about starting new ventures in Israel?
George, you rightly pointed out that the depth of emotion and the force of steering at the Israeli society right now must have been there all along. It's just the first time the whole world is finding out how intense those feelings are. As far as U.S. businesses' commitment to Israel as such, I believe the U.S. enjoys a very deep relationship with Israel, and that will probably remain so for many years to come, and businesses' commitment will remain too. Perhaps any companies that were planning on investing heavily there right now may be rethinking their strategy for the whole region. But in general, I think the feeling is that peace will eventually come there, and the process that has been started by Mr. Rabin and Mr. Arafat and the other players in the region will continue, and this is just a setback, but the region will have peace and will remain an attractive area for investors.
It's an interesting new situation a bit, though, isn't it? In other words, if I'm not mistaken, when I talk to analysts and when you and I have talked in the past, the key concern in the region has been, as far as Israel is concerned, would be the conflict with the Palestinians or other Arabs. In other words, outside of Israel. But now investors have to factor in the possibility of at least near-term internal tensions that are somewhat tough to predict, possibly.
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, Israel has been a kind of island of stability in an otherwise unstable region, and that is what has surprised a lot of even experts on that region, on the depth of the emotion on the two sides that are, I won't say fighting, but are at least arguing about what happened recently.
And the rise, potentially now, of Mr. Rabin's wife, Leah Rabin, as perhaps even a political entity, and her conflict with the head of the Likud party, her rather outspoken conflict with the gentleman, and that's blaming some of the rhetoric coming out of Likud for perhaps setting the environment that triggered this assassination. Again, there's another factor, increased tensions internally. So a U.S. business that has not yet committed but was thinking of doing so, am I correct that they might say, well, let's wait a while and see what happens?
Well, absolutely, absolutely. The one thing businesses seek aggressively is political lack of turmoil or stability, and obviously it won't really hamper or damage democracy in Israel in any way. But yes, there will be a lack of stability, and of course, even the current government has a very fragile hold on power, 63, I think, out of 120 seats. And it remains to be seen what happens in the election coming up next year. And with Mrs. Rabin now a potential player, there are obviously the factors to consider would be if she goes into politics, what that does to her own party's structure and the existing and the current prime minister's status in the upcoming elections. So obviously that does not bode well for any kind of turmoil, and that would obviously upset any businesses planning to go into the region right now. Obviously, if businesses are planning to go there next year, they have the luxury of time on their side. They can still take that wait-and-see attitude.
Is that the advice, then, that you would be giving, so say, if someone was coming to you for your insights about strategy in Israel, and they said, we can do it next month, or we can do it next year, or in 6 months? In other words, they had some options. You would tell them to step back a notch?
I would say don't give up the commitment, but think of the whole region as a market now, because with the recently concluded summit, the economic summit, it's not just Israel that used to be the haven for U.S. investors or a potential market. That whole region is going to be opening up, and that process is underway. I would definitely say, in the interest of long-term planning, that any business that's trying to do business or to invest in that region should not put all its eggs in one basket. Do not step back totally, but you take a wait-and-see attitude. But definitely consider putting your investments in more than one country there. More so for, from the practical point of view of, you know, not having your eggs in one basket, but also from keeping all sides happy once that whole region becomes an open common market. Nobody wants to be a business that is only doing business with one party and not with the others.
Excellent point that you make. U.S. businesses and the U.S. generally being tied so closely with its alliance to Israel may suffer that stigma of being biased in that direction. So if you're going to do business in the region, think carefully about structuring yourself in a way that does not cut off other options as that region becomes more desirable as an area to do business.
As a matter of fact, even speaking from the point of view of exploiting opportunities, if I may use that word, some of those reasons that the Palestinians are now going to have self-govern and self-rule in are really hungry for investments, and obviously from the point of view of buying things when they are inexpensive, these would actually offer ideal opportunities with minimal investment to go in and play a positive role, not just socially, but also become a monopoly or at least a very strong contender for the role of a monopoly in the long term in those regions.
Now, they have, of course, they're very much developing areas, and so we hear the things that mostly attract companies to developing regions, infrastructure and all of the very basic things. What is attractive about Israel, though, a much more developed country? What do they offer the foreign company in terms of investment opportunities?
Well, in the past, we offered stability. Now, my hope is that stability will be a word that will apply to the whole region equally. And this current wave of unrest, if I may call it that, in Israel will pass very soon. Israel has a very, very good presence in high technology, which is very aggressive leader in the high technology industry, and that definitely will always remain. Telecommunications and any kind of infrastructure development for the whole region, Israel could be used as a base for that.
We are out of time for this one. I want to ask you real quickly, though, what is your sense of the kind of, as I mentioned at the top, that there's going to be, that Israel has been showing a growing attractiveness to international investors and the region. Do you think that area, given that things do go the way they look like they're going to go in terms of the peace agreements and so on, some accelerated action in terms of international investment?
I think the present government will try to do that, but we have to be wary of people like Mr. Netanyahu, who ironically had written an article in the New York Times condemning Islamic terrorism on the same day that Mr. Rabin was assassinated by their own people. And Mr. Netanyahu is getting some of the blame for that. So I would say be wary of anybody who is any kind of fanatic on either side. And other than that, the current government, I think, is playing its cards very well, and I do wish luck to the whole region there.
Nimrod, thank you very much.